Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Vizsla Silver Corp. That name is now changed. It used to be Vizsla Resources, now Vizsla Silver. Still the same trading symbols, TSX Venture Exchange, VZLA, and the OTCQB, VIZSF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, it's been about a couple months since I last had you on the show. In that time frame, well, the company did change their name and also released a couple news releases that we're going to touch on here. The first one outlining that you guys have 7 rigs at Panuku, continuing on with this exploration program. Catch everyone up, please, on the overall strategy of these 7 rigs. What are the continuing goals here of this drill program?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. It's always great to be on your show, and really happy to talk about Vizsla here because it seems to be such an exciting time for the company. You know, we have 7 rigs turning right now on the project. We're actually going to go to 8 soon. And the only reason for that, of course, is that the project deserves it. You know, we were looking at our silver results last year, and, you know, it's an incredibly high-grade project, and it's one that's responding very well to more drill rigs. So adding, you know, 7 on the way to 8 really, you know, for us made a lot of sense. And, you know, the only reason the company would do that is if, you know, the return on investment is there. And of course, you know, it is. And, you know, we're adding what I think will be more and more metal into a resource as we move forward with this this aggressive drill program.
So, Mike, in terms of all the veins that you guys have discovered and also all the veins still on your target list, where does the company stand here?
Well, you know, we're very actively drilling the Napoleon vein corridor here. And of course, that's the vein that we've made our very high grade discovery on. You know, that worked out very, very well for us last summer. You know, we had a huge amount of metal, you know, so the GT was about 48,000 there at the hole 7 in our discovery last summer. And of course, now we've stepped out from that. We've drilled a 450 meter depth, extending, doubling the ore shoot essentially. Drilling 10 kilos over half a meter at depth there, and drilling continues to go very well. So that's our main focus is, you know, is resource drilling on Napoleon. But outside of that, you know, we've tested about 20 of our over 150 targets now in the district. And so, you know, we're making progress, but the district is so big that, you know, it's taking time to test everything. And so we have 4 other, or should say 3 other, 4 in total, vein corridors that we're working on right now. Obviously, the most advanced is Napoleon. The one next to that is Tajitos. And the one about 6 kilometers to the east is Cordon del Oro, which we're doing some active drilling on. And it's kind of a technical success, but we're really looking to get onto some of the meteor ore shoots there and really excited about what we see there. And then the final rig should come in and start drilling Animus again. And Animus is exciting because it's the center of, you know, the historic production, and it's kind of the one vein corridor that has been exploited in the district historically. But we think there's a lot to like about it, and there's the potential for some very large ore shoots on Animus. So, again, very active, but, you know, as we progress, you know, we are working with a number of geologists doing that baseline exploration that, you know, pounding the pavement, so to speak, pounding the trails and the hills, and looking for new outcropping high grade silver targets, and you know that's going very well too. So we're really excited with how the project's progressing.
So within the news release, it outlines these 7 rigs on site. There is also a note here that says the company is undertaking new methods of discovery at the project to demonstrate even further regional upside at the district. So that goes hand in hand with your comments on how big this district is. What are some of these new methods of discovery that you guys are using?
Well, we're doing airborne EM. So we're doing some airborne work, which I think will, you know, we hadn't really had to do much with that when we started because, you know, there was just so much there in front of us in terms of outcrops and targets and old workings that we could follow up with the drilling. But as we, you know, got more established and as we got more comfortable in the district and our drill program has been moving smoothly, we thought bringing in airborne electromagnetics and other tools of seeing kind of what lies beneath could be really interesting. And what we're targeting there are new structures. And one of the things that really piques my interest and that I like about this idea is the potential for finding flatline structures, flatline veins that, you know, don't outcrop but are near surface and, you know, have the potential for kind of some of these unknown new discoveries. Now, I'm already very confident that this district is one of the great, you know, silver districts in Mexico. And you know, the veins that we have already are really quite exciting. But, you know, and would be, you know, sufficient for, you know, a huge project. But to go and find stuff that's hiding beneath the surface with new technology, I mean, that just could add a whole new dimension to the project.
Well, very encouraging to hear all this drilling that's ongoing. And quite frankly, the company has had a lot of success with drilling. That has helped drive that stock significantly higher. One other news event that we should talk about, too, deals with an acquisition, or at least acquiring a 60% interest in the Carruthers Pass project. That's in BC. That ties in with a spin-out company that Vizsla Silver is planning on spinning out, more focused on copper, going to be called Vizsla Copper. What's the strategy behind this to try to unlock some value of these different assets outside of Panuco?
Yeah, of course. And so, you know, Vizsla originally we started with the view of looking at assets like copper and silver around the world. But the thing that was really quite interesting to us and the target that we had was something that had, you know, the size of the prize, the cost to test it, and the pathway to production. And we have that with Vizsla Silver. Now, at the same time, you know, we have a copper asset called the Blueberry Project in the company, and that's been getting no value. And what we wanted to do, as we are shareholders, and we wanted to reward shareholders for being a part of the company, is spin out that copper project into a new copper company. Now, we've also entered into that subsidiary has entered into an agreement with a prolific prospecting group called the Eastfield Group, and one of their companies. Now, of course, their claims to fame would be Northwest Copper, that has the Stardust and the Lorraine project that Mark O'Day is working on. Consolidated Wood Jam is a huge copper gold project in BC that they found as well. You know, these are guys that have a nose for finding great assets. And our technical team came up with this Carruthers Pass project as a potential very high value exploration project. There's a very cheap option initially to earn a commanding stake in it. And so it made sense to bring that into the copper spin out. You know, I think we always like to, have our companies have the potential for upside through exploration. And certainly Blueberry and Carruthers Pass offer that. Now, I think, you know, the other thing is, you know, we want to show that Vizsla Silver is entirely focused on the Panuco project. So there will be a new team heading up the Vizsla Copper, but our shareholders will likely receive 3 shares for every 1 they hold, or to say 1 share for every 3 that they hold in Vizsla Silver.
Okay. And any idea when that deal might be completed or that spin out might actually happen?
Well, it's always dangerous in these things to, set timelines, because we're always at the mercy of the exchange and various regulatory bodies on these things. But, you know, it certainly will be in this year, and I would think it's probably at some point in the summer.
Okay. Just update us, too, on, in terms of the cash in the bank that the company has. With this aggressive drill program, are you guys fully funded for all these meters you're planning?
We are fully funded for 40,000 meters and the aggressive drilling that we plan until June. And we're fully funded basically all the way to a resource. We have just over $20 million in the bank right now.
Okay. And then in terms of future news flow, what can people expect here?
Well, you know, again, it's always, it's been a tricky time right now because, you know, metal prices are good. Exploration is good. And the bottleneck is certainly at the labs these days. So, you know, we have a huge amount of drill results that are kind of waiting to come free out of the lab. I think it's just going to be kind of consistent every couple of weeks news from the Panuco project, primarily drilling at Napoleon, but we'll have news out of Tijitos and Cordon de Oro as well. You know, and then we'll also have, the EM, the aeromagnetics moving and potentially a new drill rig adding to the project. So there's lots of news flow out of the project and corporately, of course, with the spin out of Vizsla Copper.
Well, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding Vizsla Silver, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will follow up as some more news hits the market, and hopefully you start getting back some of those drill results so that we can see just what these drills are continuing to yield in terms of high-grade results. Mike, thanks for taking some time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.